Being purified.
Punyam.
Holy. Madhuvanam. Madhuvana.
Yatra.
Where.
Sanidhyam.
Being near.
Nityada.
Nityada.
Always.
Hare.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Translation
by dear boy, therefore wish all good fortune for you. You should go to the bank of the Jamuna, for there is a virtuous forest named Madhuvana. There be purified. Just by going there, one draws near to the Supreme Personality of God who always lives there. Therefore, both Narada Muni and Suniti, the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, advised Dhruva Maharaj to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Narada Muni is especially giving him directions how this worship of the Supreme Person can very quickly fructify. He recommends that Dhruva Maharaj go to the bank of the Jamuna, where there is a forest of the name of Madhuvana, and begin his meditation and worship there. Places of pilgrimage yield a special advantage for devotees with the advancing of spiritual life. Lord Krishna lives everywhere, but still it is very easy to approach him in holy places of pilgrimage because these places are inhabited by great sages. The Lord Sri Krishna says that he lives wherever his devotees are chanting the glories of his transcendental activities. There are many places of pilgrimage in India, especially Pramana, Badri, Narayan, Dwarka, Rameshwara, Madhurya, and Puri. These sacred places are called the four dhammas. Dhamma refers to a place where one can immediately contact the Supreme Lord. To go to Badri Narayana, one has to pass the Hardwar on the path to the Supreme Personality of God. Similarly, there are other holy places of pilgrimage, such as Prayag and Mathura, and the topmost of them all is Vrindavana. Unless one is very advanced in spiritual life, it is recommended that he live in such holy places and execute devotional service there. But an advanced devotee like Narada Muni, who is engaged in preaching work, can serve the Supreme Lord anyway. Sometimes people go to Hell's planets. Those conditions do not affect Narada Muni because he is engaged in greatly responsible activities and devotional service. According to the statement of Narada Muni, Madhuvan, which is still existing in the Vrindavan area, the district of Mathura, is a most sacred place. The person still live there and engage in the devotional service of the Lord. There are 12 forests in the area of Vrindavan, and Madhuvan is one of them. Pilgrims from all parts of India come together to visit all 12 of these forests. There are 5 forests on the eastern bank of the Jamuna: Bhadravan, Dilvavan, Lalavan, Bandiravan, and Mahavan. On the western bank of the western side of the bank, there are 7, Madhuvan, Talavan, Kumudavan, Bahulavan, Kamyavan, Kadiravan, and Vrindavan. In those 12 forests, there are different surveying places. They are listed as follows: Abhimukta, Adiruddha, Guhya Tirtha, Praya Tirtha, Chanakala, Hiduka Tirtha, Surya Tirtha, Vataswami, Dhruvagat, where there are many nice trees of fruits and flowers, is famous because Dhruva Maharaj meditated and underwent through repentance and austerities there in an elevated spot. Rishi Tirtha, Moksha Tirtha, Buddha Tirtha, Mokarna, Krishna Ganga, Vaikuntha, Asikunda, Tattu Sama, Samudraka, Kupa, Akura Tirtha, where Krishna and Balaram were going to Mathura in a chariot driven by Akura, all of them took baths in this god. Yagyika Piprasthana, Kubja Kupa, Rangasthala, Mansha Stala, Malayuda Stana, and Das Asamedha. As I say, my dear boy, I therefore wish all good fortune for you. You should go to the bank of Jamuna, where there's virtuous forest named Madhuvan, and there be purified. Just by going there, one draws nearer to the Supreme Personality of God, and who always lives there. So Narada Muni has given instructions on worshipping the Supreme Lord. So as we know from Nectar of Devotion, there are many details of how to perform bhakti. So, of course, one can worship the Lord as Dhruva did. He did some sort of archana by making a form of the Lord and worshipping him with flowers and the fruits of the forest. And one can chant mantras, and one can do kirtan, and one can hear pastimes of the Lord, and one can associate with devotees, and one can live in a holy place. So there are five important items of devotional service, which are these. And one of them is living in a holy place. So here Narada Muni recommends this, that he live in Madhuvan, which is one of the 12 forests on the bank of the Jamuna River near Mathura. So this place is very sacred even at that time. And it also became sacred because Dhruva himself did penances there. And later, of course, Madhuvan is famous because Krishna performed pastimes there as well. So it has some great history behind it. So this performing bhakti in a holy place is considered very, very potent for helping us advance in devotional service. In a sense, it's a rather passive type of devotional service, unlike hearing or chanting that we do with our senses. One simply stays in that place. But it has a good effect upon the person. Just as tamaguna places make us tamaguna, or sattvaguna places influence us towards sattvaguna. So spiritual places, if we stay in those places, they are favorable for our spiritual development. So by having this anga of devotional service, living in a holy dharma, one of the five important ones, Rupa Goswami has emphasized the fact that the environment that we live in is also a very powerful factor in our advancement in devotional service. So therefore, this is one of the primary angas. You'll see that it's mentioned quite often. Live in Vrindavan, such a holy place. Of course, everyone cannot do that. It is impossible for everyone to do so. So, Srila Goswami has explained that if one cannot do so, then at least one should meditate upon the holy Dhamma of the Supreme Lord. So, if we can't live there physically, by mentally thinking of that place, then we can invoke some of the powers of that place. So in this way, even if we cannot live there personally, we can get some of the effect. And so that shows the power of the Dhamma. And even by thinking of it and meditating on it, one derives the benefit of the Dhamma. Just as the holy name, and if we think of the holy name or chant the holy name, then this invokes the form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So spiritual things have unlimited powers attached to them. But by meditating upon the Dham, then we get the effect of the Dham. Just as by thinking or meditating or chanting the name, we get Krishna. So, the Dham, of course, of Vrindavan is very special because in this place Krishna performed his pastimes. And the Dham is considered to be non-different from the Supreme Lord. The Dham supports the Lord's pastimes, so it's considered to be a manifestation of the sattva aspect or sandini shakti of the Supreme Lord. And it's through this Dhamma that the Lord's pastimes are manifested. In the same way, it's described in the birth of Krishna. How did he appear? So Krishna, of course, appeared in the prison house of Kamsa. from Devaki, he was transferred to from Vasudeva to Devaki, and then he was born. So it's described there that previous to Krishna, Balaram appeared. Why did Balaram appear first? And of course Balaram was removed from her and placed in Rohini's womb. So why did Balaram appear first? And the answer given by the Goswamis is that the heart of Devaki became suitable by the presence of Balaram. And then when it was suitable, then he disappeared, and then Krishna was able to make his appearance in the heart of Devaki. So therefore the appearance of Balaram produced the pure dham, or the pure place where Krishna could make his appearance. So in this way, the dham has a special function of supporting the pastimes and form of the Supreme Lord, and considered part of the Sulu Shakti. So when Krishna appears in the holy dham and performs his pastimes, then it takes on a very special significance. That dham itself is not detached from Krishna. So, though Krishna may seem to disappear from Vrindavan or even from Dwarka, still, our acharyas say that he's still there. He's in the dham, in uppercut form or invisible form, so he never leaves the dham. Of course, it's also impossible for us to fully perceive that dhamma. We have material eyes, so it is impossible for us to fully perceive it. That's the one we develop spiritual eyes and we see the dog. Then we'll also see the Krishna is residing there performing his pastimes. So the Dham is not only special, but it is also eternal. And the Lord eternally performs his pastimes in that place. So for the Gaudiya Vaishnava especially, Vrindavan is considered very wonderful because there Krishna eternally performs his pastimes. We have the eyes to see, then we can see the pastimes of Krishna taking place even now. In the Upadeshamrita also, Goswami praises Mathura and then Vrindavan and Govardhan and Radhakund, which is also in Vrindavan Dham. One after the other, he praises them in showing their great power until we get to Radhakund, which is from the Radha, Mayrada. So the dham is powerful to produce bhakti, and it also represents everything about Krishna. So not only Krishna is represented, but also Radha. So by living in these places, then one can get the mercy of Radha and Krishna and advance into service. And therefore, Rupa Goswami has made one of the rules of us to live in the holy dham. So in this case, Dhruva was there and he was advised by Narada Muni to live in this particular forest. At that time, Krishna had not appeared. This is still Swayambhuva Manvantara. And Krishna appears in Vaivasvata Manvantara, seven Manvantaras later. Which each Manvantara is composed of 71 Yuga cycles. So therefore he appeared Krishna appeared much later. But still, Narada Muni advised him to go to Madhuvan because it was a very sacred place even then. There we see that he performed his bhakti along with yoga, and eventually he got success by having darshan of the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord was very pleased with him. So he took the order of Narada Muni, he lived there, he worshipped the form of the Lord, he meditated upon the Supreme Lord, he became detached from all material things. So in this way, and he chanted mantras of the Supreme Lord. So that combination, along with the mercy of Narada Muni, made the Lord appear. So the Lord personally appeared to Dhruva. And we saw that form of Vishnu. He forgot all about his desire for material powers and kingdom. And he requested the Lord simply, I want to serve you. However, the Lord said, because you desired these things, I also want to give you these things. So therefore, he also arranged for him to take the kingdom of his father, and he ruled for thousands and thousands of years. So he got that success by performing these angas of bhakti according to the instructions of Narada, and of course before that from his mother. And so he was very fortunate to take the words very strictly, and with great determination he tried to perform worship of the Lord. Well, there are different conventions. Sometimes it's referred to Gokul as Mahavan, where Krishna was born. Or not born, where, well, yeah, he was born there also. And then later they moved across the river to the Vrindavan area, the site later on, and with too many demons. So for some time, Krishna stayed there, then Uttada came and Trinavarta came, so they decided to move from Gokul to, or Mahavan to, Vrindavan area after that. So that's, let's say, the convention, the modern day convention, what they call Gokul. But in the, sometimes Gokul and Goloka are considered the same. So Goloka, Gokul, and Vrindavan are all considered the same also. And sometimes there is a distinction. Gokul is the central portion where Vrindavan and the other forests are. And around that is Goloka. So Goloka has more Aishwarya attached to it. So there's Aishwarya mixed with the Madhurya. And in Gokul, it is pure Madhurya. So that is described in Brahma Samhita. So that's a different, little slightly different usage of the word Gokul.
Goloka became Aishwarya. Goloka became Aishwarya.
Yeah, Krishna is a cowherd boy, but they also regard him as Supreme Lord in Goloka. Whereas in Gokul, they see him only as a cowherd boy.
Krishna, they say Krishna will never be one step away from Vrindavan.
Yeah, so if he's not there, of course temporarily he may go for pastimes, but generally he comes back quickly. So in one sense he never leaves, because in his apricot form, at least he'll still be there at some time.
Okay, thank you.